5067, the Oregon Department of Transportation. Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, House Bill 5067 is a blank bill that we will be amending the Department of Transportation bill into. You have in front of you the agency's budget and all of the policy packages. The handout that is shaded shows the areas that had been previously agreed to in the joint subcommittee on ways and means, and the areas that are shaded are the ones that they hadn't agreed to or had not had time to get to yet. The main areas of review that are left have to do with the vacant position adjustment to eliminate positions. If you turn to the very last page, which is a summary of those vacant positions, if you want to just approve those in block, then I won't go through them in each program area. But there are a total of 26 positions that the agency had identified to either abolish for reclassification purposes and or to establish positions in another classification for so that they could put the resource where they need it, it most. And so there is a net change there of 19 positions, and that's 9.12 FTE. The total positions that are actually that they hadn't identified that are vacant, there's 124 positions and 84.11 FTE. So that's a total of 143 positions and 93.23 FTE. On the very far right is a very technical adjustment for the position reconciliation of the orbit system and the position information system. These are positions that don't actually exist but are shown in the budget that we're trying to clean up. So the total that is reflected here then is 157 positions and 101.12 FTE. So if you go back to the first page on maintenance, all of the changes there had to do with the positions. There is no budget note to address. Highway preservation, the committee had previously approved a position, had approved actually five positions, one in five different program areas for access management. We have reduced that to three-quarters of a position total for the biennium, making it a limited duration to be addressed by the budget note that is shown at the bottom of the page in preservation. The budget note asks the department to take a look at what they're doing and reduce the amount of time that it takes to process an access permit and to reduce the number of permits that are going to the regional engineer or that are need to be appealed to the regional engineer for approval, and then to the extent to which those access permits then are integrated with the local government review process, so there's not two different actions taking place. They want to report to the emergency board by December 2004 and to establish an independent survey of local governments working with LFO. That's the essence of that budget note. Let me just go through all of these, and then you'll just...
Sure, that'd be fine. Okay. I think unless you have a question now, Representative Hanson.
Well, first, kind of to put this in context, I had thought that we were very close within the subcommittee of a consensus budget, and I'm wondering what's the rationalization for one moving here, and what are the key differences between what the committee had agreed on and what we're attempting to do?
I think I can respond to that, and that is, as Susie was suggested early on, there was an awful lot of agreement. In fact, she's just gone over a budget note that the subcommittee had agreed to, and that the only issues remaining were the total number of positions to be reduced, and an expenditure dealing with a promotional campaign probably centered in the Portland area to try to discourage people from driving at a $2 million price tag. If that advertising campaign is removed, it would be my feeling that probably the rest of this could proceed as it existed a short while ago. But that's the point of resistance right now. As a matter of fact, we did. I had a conversation with the principal sponsor of 2041, or at least the principal architect on the Senate side, who I think would have been very willing to jettison the advertising program regarding trying to encourage people to get out of their automobiles. So it's very close, but in the absence of that final agreement, we'll try to send over a product, and maybe it's accepted, or maybe it comes back in some other form.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you want to go through all these, or maybe the committee is well-versed in all the budget notes, maybe we just want to proceed to a conclusion. Is there a sense?
I would be very willing just to go to the conclusion of this.
Okay. Representative Patridge?
I'd be fine with that as well. We need to go through it. I'm happy.
Do you want to dwell on any other notes, or
well, I'm,
whatever
I'm,
you like?
I'm fine with the notes.
Okay.
There are no changes to basic budget notes that we've worked on before.
Right. No, there are not.
And I'm fine with those. What's the status on the positions? I know we at one point we were talking about 89 position reduction about a week ago. And I guess my one question is the department comfortable in terms of what we've got before us today? Maybe Mr.
Susie can probably answer that. I know that I think earlier recommendations for reductions went up to the committee entertained a number of how many?
I think we had 124.
124.
Before we added back the added back 12 and a half for the bridge position, so that would have been 112 thereabouts.
I'd say there was subcommittee was fairly comfortable with a 99 figure.
Yes.
And this, I think, reflects 103. Do you want any more explanation, or you are okay? All right, then we need to adopt amendments.
Okay. The
amendments.
Excuse me. I'm assuming these are the amendments.
These are the amendments. If these would be conceptual by this committee. The Legislative Council is working on amendments, so you'd be amending House Bill 5067 to add Section 1, which is the limitations for each of the program areas. In other funds, Section 2 is the federal funds. Section 3 is lottery funds. That's the debt service. Section 4 is non-limited, and Section 5 is a supplemental budget for 2001-03, which is just moving limitation from one program area to another to balance for their construction program. And then Section 6 is the Washington, the South Metro commuter rail in Washington County, which moves the dates out for the bond sale to lower the debt service. And the amount that would be distributed, the timing of that. And then Section 7 is the emergency clause.
So, if I might, Mr. Chair, this
Representative takes Morgan.
Order of moving all of the unadopted amendments plus the two additional, the issue with the get out of your car funding and the FTE reductions into the bill.
Right. If you want to see in the rail program, it's in the transit program where we're adding $2 million for mass transit vehicle replacement. We would have added another $2 million for transportation demand management there. But that has been eliminated.
That's the change.
CR permit. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Representative Hanson?
Okay. And where does the $2 million go?
Goes to ODOT's ending balance.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I would move the recommended appropriation bill amendments into House Bill 5067.
Thank you, Representative Morgan, for your motion on moving in the amendments as discussed into House Bill 5067. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion?
But I'll reserve my right to maybe be smarter tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Note that Representative Hanson objects to the amendments. And now Representative Morgan moves House Bill 5067 as amended to the House floor. But they do pass recommendation.
I do.
Is there further discussion? Their objection to the motion? No. Representative Hanson objects. There being no further objections, House Bill 5067 as amended passed to the floor, do pass recommendation. In the work session on House Bill 5067, is there anything further to come before the special committee? No. Thank you for your attendance. We are adjourned.